Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And it reads, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Amen. Praise God. Now I want to go to Joshua 3 and 5. Joshua 3 and 5. And it reads, "And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Pastor Walden, would you please lift up your voice and pray? Tonight, manifestation, which I know is the theme of this event. Amen. Manifestation is defined as the act, process, or instance of manifesting. It is a version or incarnation of something or someone. It is a public display of someone or something in a manner that brings greater reality to that presence and what comes forth as a result. The word manifestation originates from the Latin verb manifestor, which means to make public. We know that God is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. And we know about his omniscience. He indeed is with us. He has all power in heaven and in earth. But there are times that God goes beyond just being present, and he will manifest his spirit among us. That is a different level. That is a different dimension. The word of God says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. This means his spirit is here in a greater way through us and around us, and he desires to manifest himself. Amen. Even as the word of God goes forth tonight, his words are spirit and they are life. Amen. There is a manifestation. The Bible talks about God confirming his word with signs following. The Bible says God will work and who will let it? Amen. And so God wants the manifestation of his spirit. Half faith produces hesitation, half of the faith. But full persuasion produces manifestation. Think about that. Doubt negotiates, but faith legislates. Amen. Praise God. I want the media team to help me out by putting up a few photos from the first email that I sent you to display for Friday night. Actually, that's not the first one, but we'll go ahead and jump here. Amen. Because in all of these examples, God manifested his spirit. We had a team of about 35 that World Network of Prayer took into Israel and Poland. And God did some amazing things. And what I feel to tell you, you can pray big prayers. prayers. It's just not about you, amen, or your family or your church, but God wants you to make a global impact. You even have family abroad. You have ministries that you support abroad. God wants us to dream big and not limit him. We went to Israel and to Poland believing that there would be a great work done. And we know the history with the Holocaust and all the things that happened there. I won't go into detail. But we went into both countries and God did amazing things. And we prayed for a healing in the land in Israel and Poland and the things that happened. And we asked God to give us a sign. And so lo and behold, here it is, we're praying in Poland, and then we go to Israel. And then we go at one of the sites, and we're having a little devotional. And we noticed there were visitors, well, other tourists around. And all of a sudden, just from the pastor's wife reading a scripture, these ladies begin to cry. They fell on their knees, and we begin to pray for them. We were in Israel, and God filled one of them with the Holy Ghost. And they both stood up and they said, "We are from Poland." Here it is in Israel. And there was a birth that happened. Praise God. And then when we were in Poland, we prayed. And you have that same power on the inside of you, that Poland would become a pro-life nation. In a matter of a week or two, it was announced in the world news that Poland became a pro-life nation. I'm talking about the manifestation of the Spirit. There is a divine rhythm to manifestation. It does not begin with noise, it begins with preparation. Before the waters part, before the miracle is seen, before the wonder is witnessed, God speaks a command. Sanctify yourselves. Every time before we do anything, we pray, we fast, we consecrate, recognizing that the power is of God and not of us. Joshua did not tell the people to shout first. He did not tell them to strategize first. He told them to consecrate. And because manifestation is not something you manufacture, praise God. It's something that God releases out into the atmosphere. Amen. Praise God. And so the word wonders in this passage is not ordinary. It speaks of things that defy explanation, moments that interrupt natural laws, amen, and acts of God that leave people speechless. It's not in your own human ingenuity. And that's when you know it's beyond the natural. It is supernatural. Amen. But notice the timing. Tomorrow, God is a God of appointed manifestation. Amen. Praise God. Israel stood at the Jordan River during the flood season, overflowing, impossible, intimidating. And yet God says, get ready because wonders are coming. Do you believe that? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, it is not about perfection. It is about positioning. Manifestation requires movement. We have to step out by faith sometimes. Your miracles are waiting there. Amen. I want the media team to pull up the next picture. Amen. Just whatever comes up. It doesn't have to be in order. Praise God. We actually went to the Knesset. That's equivalent to the White House. And that was the youngest prime minister on the cabinet. And we met with them and said, what can we do to help Israel? And he took us to the Bible and started talking about the promises and the land that God had given them. And there was a photo shot right there. Next picture. I'm just going to go rapid fire. Operation South Dakota. Praise God. The district superintendent there is Mark Brown. Before it was Brother Fields. We took a team to pray. South Dakota had the least number of churches in the district in the UPCI. At that time, I think there were about 6 churches. We took prayer teams and we prayed for the manifestation of the presence of God. There were a lot of ritualistic things there from Native Americans practicing some ungodly ancestral practices there that was affecting the land. And so we went all over the place. I don't have time to tell you about the details, but there was a place, praise God, Pastor Walden, that was called the Badlands. And we said we were going to go and turn it into the good lands. Praise God. You can shift the atmosphere, praise God. So we went out and prayed. And I was there just a couple of years ago, and I saw the Browns, and he told me that God did amazing things since we have come. And they have also taken up the torch, and they're going in the four corners of the state praying. He said, Sister Shaw, and I'd heard a report that the churches had it had grown tremendously, and I thought I'd heard it had doubled to 12. He said, Sister Shaw, we don't have 12. We have 13 churches. It has more than doubled. Amen. When you allow the manifestation. And Brother Fields, there was a young man who we prayed for who had a prison sentence of about 20 years, and he was going to have another hearing, but it was a sure thing. And so even during that time, we touched and agreed, and we felt the presence of God. Next thing I knew, in 2 weeks, he emailed me. He said, Sister Shaw, remember about that young man I told you? He said, well, let me tell you, God did a miracle. That young man who was sentenced to, who was looking at 20 years, not only is he out of prison, he was a backslider. He came back to church and prayed through. I don't care what prison, what situation, what limitation. There is a demonstration and a manifestation of the Spirit. So we saw God do great things. I want you to show the next picture. I want to stay within my time frame, so some things I'm not even sharing in my notes, but I just want to tell you, a divine visitation usually brings about supernatural manifestation. Amen. We should not be satisfied, amen, with where we are. Praise God. We went to the Philippines, and as we were standing under that gazebo, we felt, one of the men felt to go and pray at this park. And there was a lady who started, when I was stepping up this little gazebo area, was running after me, pulling after my shirt. I didn't know what was going on. She was Filipino. And then all of a sudden, in her broken language, she said, are you all Christians? And I said, yes. And it wasn't obvious. We were just kind of scattered apart doing our own thing. And so she asked for prayer. One of the ministers prayed for her. And he invited her to church. She was waiting. She was in the area because next door was the bus station, and she was going home. It was about a 2-hour trip. She had been visiting her sister. And then the pastor said, well, you can come to the morning service, and the van could drop you back, and maybe you can catch the bus later. And so her name was Gloria. Next picture. Gloria came. That's a different one. There we go. There's Gloria. She's in the altar. And what does her shirt say? You know, a lot of people we're witnessing to. It might be family members. It might be those on the job or friends. And it seems like they're saying, back off. But you cannot judge a book by its cover, honey. You don't know what God is doing on the inside. Gloria found herself in the altar. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. She asked to be baptized in Jesus' name. And she started calling me Sister Shaw like everyone else. She said, Sister Shaw, the reason I was following you and pulling after your coattail is because there was a manifestation of a trail of light following behind you. You talk about a wonder and a manifestation. I didn't see it, but she saw it. We are living epistles read and known of all men. There's a light shining in you. Let your light shine. There's a manifestation. passion that's drawing people like a magnet. Next picture. Now, we were in Kenya, Africa, and I was ministering. This was the district secretary's church, and the general secretary's church and the general superintendent was there as well. And I remember me and one of the other lady missionaries, and I had asked her about how many people do we anticipate being there. And I think the pictures are a little bit mixed up, but there are other pictures where we're on the inside. She said there would be about 200 people there. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the church service, people kept coming in, and they couldn't fit them anymore. Pastor Walden, you see people standing outside. Next picture. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they had to literally move the instruments, the seats outside. And when we asked the general superintendent how many people there, here it is, we're anticipating 200. There were over 700 people there. I see in restoration, praise God, church, people that are going to be coming in through those doors. Don't limit God. Don't limit the manifestation of his spirit. And I literally saw this just now, Pastor. I saw people flooding through that door. We're living in the end time, and God's going to bring in a harvest. Do you believe it? And I close with this example, because I believe my time is up. Keep showing pictures. I'm going to probably skip over initially. We were in the inside. There you see some of the crusade team on the side. Next picture, praise God. Hallelujah. God is here to do miracles, signs, and wonders. You can show the next picture. Praise God. Keep going. And there should be another picture of ministry standing on a stage. I think it was the last one I sent for Friday evening. I want to share that example because a lot of times when you don't anticipate it, God will show up and do a great work. And as they're looking for that picture, praise God, I'm going to just mention a few more things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I just may share that testimony. But God has come to move in our midst, and he has come to manifest his spirit. It should say email 5, and there should be a picture of ministry on the stage with the time is now. Anyway, so we were scheduled to have a conference in Pearland, Texas, and it seemed like everything was falling apart. God wants you to realize when he manifests his spirit, it's not you. I could tell you about those who have been healed from cancer. My husband was healed from cancer years ago. The doctors diagnosed him and said that they were going to call him to schedule a surgery. And the Lord has spoken to my husband. And he said, doctor, he said, if I need to, you don't need a call. He said, I'll call you if I need to. The doctor has been waiting on that call for about 30 years. Amen. I'm talking about the manifestation of the spirit. But God has come to move in this place. Praise God. Hallelujah. I may just share that testimony at another time because I do want to be conscious of time. But there is nothing too hard for him to do. There it is right there. And so at that particular conference, we had speakers lined up and all three of them canceled. And you know, when you plan an event, that's almost devastation. In 2 weeks' time, one was sick, two did not feel led to go. But it wasn't a setback, honey. It was a setup. And so we reached out and were able to get Brother Joshua Herring to come. And this is where Pastor Ken Gurley pastors. And I'm telling you, during that week, it seemed like everything was falling apart. And I remember I got there early. It was a Tuesday. I was in the hotel room. And to top it off, it was raining cats and dogs. It seems like everything was just falling apart. Have you ever been there, done that? But that's when God desires to do his greatest wonders and manifestation. And I remember I was in the room about now 2 in the morning, just thinking about this event and trying to pull it together. And even the prayer people were canceling. They couldn't couldn't go. And it was valid excuses. And I'm like, my goodness, you know, and I'm like, well, and I remember getting in the shower that night and thinking, you know, who's coming, who's not coming, and who's coming and who's not. And I was thinking, it's just going to, that event is probably will not turn out well. And I remember Bishop Bernard, who oversees World Network of Prayer, his office, I remember them talking about canceling the event and suggested it, and the pastor did too. And they were finishing up renovations, everything just did not seemed to be going right. And I remember I went to sleep prior to that and had a dream that the event was already happening. And when you pray, you will tap into the spirit and see things. And I saw the people that attended, and it was a great attendance. And I saw the power of God fell. And then I told my husband, and I said, what do I do? He said, well, just share with the leadership what you saw, and whatever they tell you to do, ultimately do it. And I shared it with them. And they said, okay, Sister Shaw, if you feel to have it, have it. But if the finances don't come in from the attendance needed to cover the event, then that's kind of a World Network of Prayer. But God had spoken. Praise God. Everything aligned. And when God moves, it aligns with leadership and authority. It's so important to submit. Everything aligned. And so here it is. I'm in the room that night, but still people did not seem to be that they were coming. And I remember I was in the shower, and after I was sitting there being concerned and saying, well, who's coming and who's not coming. And then all of a sudden I just threw up my hands and I said, Lord, it doesn't matter who comes, but as long as you come. And when I said that and moved the shower curtains, the bathroom was steamy. The Lord is my witness, written on the mirror, on the steamy mirror of the bathroom, were the words, I have come to move. Isn't that amazing? I don't know if the person who was there before had written on there and it was there. It was just a handwriting of God. The timing, soon as I said that, I moved the shower curtains and it was like, I come to move. And I felt the Holy Ghost. I felt angels. That was a miracle. That was a sign. That was a wonder. That was on Tuesday. The event began on Thursday. The people showed up just like, I want you to stand in the dream, because it was a manifestation. I'm closing now. You can stand. It was a manifestation of the Spirit. And you think that's something, that was a miracle, that was written on the mirror. But God actually did it, Pastor, in an event that we thought would be a flop, in a situation that you think's gonna have a bad outcome. When the manifestation comes in, God's gonna change it. You know, the ministry came on the stage, the power of God fell, and 72 people got the Holy Ghost, the most ever in any conference. Where it seems to be the worst day, it's gonna turn out the best day because of the manifestation.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.